Welcome to Proverb Practicals. Proverb Practicals is brought to you by Grace Bible Church of Milton, Florida. Open your Bible to the announced proverb and follow along with Bible teacher Ludwig Opager as he shares with you another Proverb Practicals.
Proverbs 11:2. When pride cometh, then cometh shame, but with the lowly is wisdom. This proverb presents three characters. First is named pride, the second shame, and the third lowly. Look down the road and all three are coming in a line. Pride is in the lead, followed by shame, with lowly bringing up the rear. Picturing this proverb in this way, we can see obstacles on the road of life. Pride always desires to be first in this parade, but this proverb tells us that pride always results in shame. When pride cometh, then cometh shame. Today the word shame has taken on a meaning that does not match the Bible meaning. Today this word is shameful in our culture. One thing that is apparent is that when God speaks, Satan gives his all to undo God's word. So in Satan's world today, this word shame is anathema and must be banished, for everything about it is considered harmful. God, however, says that the natural result of pride is shame and indicates that there is something good about shame. God says it leads to lowliness, which leads to wisdom. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines shame this way: to excite a consciousness of guilt, to cause to blush. A modern dictionary defines shame this way: the painful feeling of having done or experienced something dishonorable, improper, or foolish. The old definition says shame excites a consciousness of guilt, while the new definition concerns painful feelings. This change bears the mark of Satan, who majors on the touchy, feely, emotional manner of life. So what is anathema to today's culture? It is painful feelings. Simply get rid of painful feelings is today's message. Don't get rid of the cause that brought the painful feelings. Just get rid of the feelings. The Bible definition of shame, that of bringing guilt, is designed to result in the correction of that which brought that guilt to the mind. Modern psychology, however, promotes addressing the subject in this manner. Shame is not the same as guilt. When we feel guilt, it's about something we did. When we feel shame, it's about who we are. When we feel guilty, we need to learn that it's okay to make mistakes. When we feel shame, we need to learn that it's okay to be who we are. This is not a message of correction, but of fitting one into Satan's realm. When pride enters the scene, God is not satisfied with who you are. He therefore, through shame, brings you a consciousness of guilt. His message is that sinners are not acceptable in his sight. You must be born again. You must be washed in the blood of Christ. It is not okay to be who you are if you are an unredeemed sinner. Today, shame of any kind is shunned. Causing someone to feel ashamed is the worst possible thing you could do, but think about what God says in his word. God boldly says that all my righteousness is as filthy rags. But I may say, using Satan's way, God, what a horrible thing to say about me. You have hurt my feelings in the most awful way, and I may be crippled for life by hearing such things. Modern psychology would have you flee from this horrible message as fast as possible, for it may result in shame. But why did God say this? He said it because the truth will set me free. Satan proclaims lies, which will eternally bind, but God's word eternally frees. Modern child-rearing concentrates on feelings in lieu of correction. A parent or teacher can be so concerned about a child's feelings that they refuse to upset the child, shunning shame and thereby neglecting the necessary correction. Even altar calls or teaching that a child is a sinner is anathema in some circles, for it may provoke shame. I wouldn't be surprised that soon the teaching that children are sinners would be thought of as hate speech. For what will teaching them this hateful thought that all their righteousness is as filthy rags do to their self-esteem? What does God teach in His Word? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. But we will not know we are heavy laden unless we believe God's Word. Without God's Word, how am I to know that I am a sinner, which goes against the world's teaching that it is okay to be who we are? The devil uses the status quo to bind people. But we are to teach truth. We are to teach that shame is God's servant to lead us to lowliness and wisdom. Christ saying, "Whosoever humbles himself shall be exalted," applies to all those who expect to live with Him. Every man, woman, boy, or girl must go through shame on their way to Christ. Every individual must have a consciousness of guilt, an acceptance that they are not okay, and that they are a sinner who can only be made new by the direct act of God through Christ our Lord. Pride in the Bible is never presented in a positive light. Pride is rebellion against God, for it attributes to self the honor and glory due to God alone. Pride justifies itself by saying honor must be maintained, insult must be avenged, competitors must be vanquished, superiors must be equaled and surpassed, our rights must be protected. Pride thinks and acts opposite of the Word of God. How foreign to the world and to most of us are the words of Jesus in Matthew 5:39-42. But I say unto you, that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee turn not thou away. One thing we should learn from this scripture is that God does not want us to be a man of this world following its ways, culture, retributions, or desire for revenge. God is making us into men and women of distinction. The world desires to make us into cookie-cutter men and women following its culture. We are born again to live on a higher plane. We are created in Christ Jesus to have a humble spirit, a modest spirit, a meek or lowly spirit, a non-strife-producing spirit. The man of God is to have a well-advised spirit, well-advised as administered to him by the Holy Spirit of God, for there is no better advice than from the Word of God. Philippians 2:3 is the rule of life for the well-advised spirit. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind let each esteem other better than themselves. The proud and contentious despise the advice of others and are their own worst enemy. The humble will not allow themselves to be drawn into contention and strife. With the lowly is wisdom.
We trust you have been blessed by today's proverb. You may find us on the web at www.proverbpracticals.com. This program is a production of Grace Bible Church in Milton, Florida. Thank you for listening, and tune in again to hear another Proverb Practicals.